I'm gonna get them for cancer.
I saw that hard. So.
Which would be traditional.
Right, like I said, we normally don't.
Mike's not working.
So, like, don't worry about it.
Doesn't sound like it. Is it a switch off? But it is.
Couple things we had.
Second.
Yeah, switch is probably off.
Okay.
So it's kind of, kind of like.
You're live now.
Yeah.
There we go. Switch was off. Okay, council ready? Chief, staff ready?
Yes.
Very good. Good evening, everyone. We'll call to order the Willow City Council regular meeting for Tuesday, May 14th, 2019. Item two on the agenda this evening is a pledge of allegiance. Former Mayor Vince Holvik, would you do the honors and ladies the pledge, please? Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Vince. Item three, roll call. Madam Clerk?
Councilmember Fletcher?
Here.
Councilmember Dominican?
Here.
Councilmember Mello? Vice Mayor Warren? Mayor Hanson?
Here. Thank you, Chair. Item four, public comment, written communications. Item four A, public comments. Members of the public wishing to address the council on any items not on the agenda may do so at this time when recognized by the mayor or vice mayor. However, no formal action will be taken unless a majority consensus of the council directs staff to place the item on a future agenda. The public is advised to limit discussion to one presentation per individual. While not required, please state your name and address for the record, and oral communication will be limited to 3 minutes. Is there any public comment tonight? Anything? Nothing? No public comment? Okay, very good. Moving on to item five, consent agenda. Consent items are considered to be routine by the city council and will be enacted in one motion. There will be no separate discussion on these items unless a council member requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda. It is recommended that the council consider item 5A, approval of the general checking, payroll, and direct deposit check registers, number 36826 to 36902, number Z0098888 to Z0099945, and numbers 37960 to 38044. Item 5B, consider approval of the minutes of the regular city council meeting held on April 9th, 2019. And item 5C, approval of the minutes of the regular city council meeting held on April 23rd, 2019. Pleasure of the council. In reference to the consent agenda.
Mr. Mayor, I move we adopt the consent agenda as presented.
Mr. Dominican has moved to adopt the consent agenda as presented. Is there a second?
A second.
Mr. Fletcher has a second. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Matter carries 3-0. Thank you very much. Item 6, ordinances. Item 6A, consider and adopt an ordinance amending certain sections of Chapter 9.20 of the Willows Municipal Code regarding cannabis sales and delivery in the City of Willows. This matter will be continued to the next council meeting, as this is a very important matter and should be considered by the full council, as we have two members absent this evening. So this will be continued to the next meeting. So, Chief, Mr. Hunt?
Got it. We will have it on the next meeting.
Very good. Very good. Thank you very much. Moving on to item 7, regular business agenda, items requiring council action. Item 7A, reappoint Vincent Holvik as the city's representative to the Glynn County Mosquito and Vector Control District for a 2-year term. Chief, good evening.
Good evening. This item is coming before you as requested by our Mosquito Vector Control. We have reached out to Mr. Holvik, who is willing and able to sit on the as our representative again. So this item is before you tonight as a reappointment item. With that, we'll be happy to answer any questions.
Very good. Interim City Manager, Fire Chief Wayne Peabody. Council members, questions, comments?
I do not.
You're good.
No questions as far as a comment. Appreciate Vince doing this service. And we're fortunate to have the Mosquito Abatement District. And I just want to remind since I'm one of the alternates on the LAFCO, got good reviews in the last municipal service review earlier this year. It's well managed. And so I'm fully supportive of reappointing Vince.
Very good. Very good. Thank you, Larry. No, I agree. Thank you very much, Vince, for stepping up and taking on yet another, you know, public service commitment. So I'm glad you're there and you're representing the city extremely well, as always. So this should be a no-brainer. Sounds like it's going to be.
Got a pretty good board.
Yeah, very good.
Some newer ones and some senior ones. A lot of good knowledge there, and we had a good transition to Luke coming on as our manager. Fantastic.
Good. Good news. Very good news. Okay. Very good.
Well, does that mean you're one of the senior ones?
No. There's one less senior than myself, Mr. Redwood.
Okay. So you're moving up?
Moving up.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks, sir.
Very good. Pleasure the council in reference to this matter.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we reappoint Vincent Holvik as the city's representative to the Glynn County Mosquito and Vector Control District for a 2-year term.
Mr. Dominion has moved to reappoint Mr. Holvik to another 2-year term on the board.
I'll second that.
And Mr. Fletcher has a second. Further discussion?
Do we get to nickname him Buzz?
Skeeter.
Skeeter.
Oh, he is Skeeter.
He is Skeeter. He is Skeeter.
There you go, Skeeter.
That needs to be reflected in the minutes, I think.
All those in favor of reappointing Skeeter to another 2-year term, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. Carries 3-0. Congratulations, Vincent.
Thank you very much. Chair, you can put my name in the
script. Oh, come on.
You know, we could do a personalized copy of the minutes, you know.
Very good. Thanks, Vince. Again, thank you. Thank you. Item 8, Council Staff Reports Comments. Item 8A, Staff Reports Comments. Chief Peabody.
Mayor Hansen and members of the staff, we are pleased to announce that the Lamb Derby was a success in town, and we appreciate the Lamb Derby Committee for all the job and efforts well done, including our own city clerk as part of that committee moving things forward. So, otherwise, the South Willows project is moving forward, and all the other projects with Jody Salmons is moving ahead, and we are definitely working hard on other projects in the near future. So with that, all from city staff. Thank you.
Very good, Chief. Thank you very much. Item 8B, Council Reports Comments. Who would like to begin tonight? How about Mr. Fletcher?
I can. I believe it was May 7th we met with the safety meeting, safety committee, which everything went really well with that. We talked pretty much about being able to look further down for our personal reasons to be able to get our own paramedic situation so that we have something here in our own town that we've worked 2 years, I guess, to be able to try and work with the county to be able to get something as far as the ambulances to be able to have that response. And so Chief Peabody did bring before us a very good solution, I think, and I really would like to look forward to that, and that's having it on staff and another engine with extra personnel, and I concur with that, actually, and I enjoyed the meeting.
Yep, and we will bring that item forward to council before any further discussions are had. We'll have it before the council to give further direction.
Very good. Anything further, Joe? Oh, Mr. Holvik.
Yeah, I just had the feedback. I listened to that online. I like your online service. It's very user-friendly. It worked pretty well. The only thing was the microphone. I could hear Wayne. That was about it. Joe, I caught a little bit of Gary, and I know that Mr. Corum was sitting in the back talking. I had to put my ear up to the microphone to hear him at all, even when he was there. And then all of a sudden, you'd say something, and I had to jump back. So. Just
sorry
about the microphone. If you've got a meeting like that, tape it for everybody to hear. Have a couple of speakers, microphones if you can. But no, it's good. I listened to it. I agree with you, Joe.
Well, it's just a good step of moving forward and not staying in the same stagnant water we have. And I'm looking forward to hearing the full report of it when it comes before us.
Okay, very good. Anything further, Joe?
Yeah, you can go ahead and talk about the ambulance stuff, I guess.
Okay.
Had to leave you something.
Oh, please.
Larry?
Had a LAFCO meeting yesterday, all I got to report out on. Doing a municipal service review for the Orlan Rural Fire Protection District. It was the draft. Next month, we will have the final public review draft to go. Lacking some financial information. I did not know that they had a parcel tax increase on the ballot last November up there, and it failed. But there was a problem with the ballots because there is no comprehensive map in the county at the elections office, or probably even at the fire district office, of what is in and what is not in the district. And I guess last year, City of Orlan is not in the district. That district is strictly a funding for the Orlan Volunteer Fire Department, to put a short spin on it. And the elections department did not have an accurate map, and they sent ballots to the residents in the City of Orlan by mistake, and supposedly those were sorted out and removed, and new ballots issued that did not have the parcel tax on it. Anyways, they're going to try again. But the biggest surprise to us LAFCO commissioners was that the fire district has not done an audit for the last four fiscal years. We were rather shocked at that. You know, we just assume it was an oversight, perhaps from personnel turnover, but they're working on getting that, you know. The other big item was budget for LAFCO. The proposed budget we looked at yesterday would have increased the city's contribution from $10,000 a year to $12,500 a year, and the county from $20,000 to $25,000 a year. That got shot down. We had an extensive discussion that the it looks like LAFCO is going to work and get a cost recovery setup going where that applicants, well, not applicants, but municipal service reviews, different agencies will have to pay the costs of the LAFCO doing the MSRs. Be similar to what we do for in the planning department, where you pay your costs of getting your plans checked and stuff. That'll lessen the burden on the cities and the county paying for everybody's MSRs. So that'll be coming up. We'll have a hardship exemption because, for instance, use the Elk Creek Cemetery District as an example. They don't even own a backhoe. They do just maybe at the most a handful of burials a year. I think they borrow the Willow Cemetery District's backhoe for internment up there, you know. So for the small districts, we'll have a hardship exemption. But the city fees to LAFCO will remain at $10,000 at this point. We'll have a budget meeting next month, but I mentioned yesterday that I could not vote for an increase without City Council giving me permission to at LAFCO. So that's it, two main items, Orlan Fire District and a budget for LAFCO.
Yeah, very good. Glad you were there. Yeah, very good. Yeah.
Hey, I got $50, you know. If Susan doesn't intercept the check, I'll, you know, be able to use that. That's all, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you very much, Mr. Domenichini. Yeah, I just echoing Chief Peabody's comments in reference to the Lamb Derby Fundraising Committee. Just want to mention the names of that hardworking committee. An outstanding job. Tara Russenhoven, our city clerk, was a hardworking member of that committee. And Tara, you and your colleagues, the team did a fabulous job
of
breathing a lot of life back into the Lamb Derby celebration. Excellent work. I had no less than a dozen people walk up to me Saturday afternoon and just tell me it was a good parade, it was a long parade, and great activities at the park, and I know it went all day long, and it was well attended, and the carnival was busy, and it was all good. So, excellent work. So, to Tara and her colleagues, Lisa Teeter, Laura Niehus-Roth, Jill Tovar, Heather Mendes-Castle, several of these individuals, I knew their maiden names, and I don't know their married names anymore, so if I butcher someone, it's not intentionally. Shiloh Springstead, Colleen Watkins, Marlena Sparkman, and Angela Allen. Did I miss anyone, Tara? So, very good. Excellent work. Good job. Good job. Lamb Derby was a real success this year. And as Mr. Fletcher advised, he and I attended Public Safety Committee meeting and received the information from Wayne in reference to the critical matters that will be coming before the city council in the near future, as Joe mentioned, in reference to fire dispatch and the dire situation, the ambulance status in the county in general. So look forward to those items coming before, some options that the chief has presented and is working diligently on, and will be addressing the council short order on those important matters coming up. So really looking forward to that. Yeah, it's good information, chief, and as Joe said, really agree with those recommendations. So, and lastly, two items, both Glen Groundwater Authority, or concerning the Glen Groundwater Authority. We had a special meeting on May 8th at 11 a.m. at the Ag Department office, Ag Commissioner's office, and also we had the regular meeting yesterday on May 13th at 1:30 p.m. at the Ag Commissioner's office as well, as always. And the special meeting was in reference primarily to discuss the long-term funding options, discussion on the draft five-year budget, on the fee study that was underway in order to come up with an acreage number, cost factor per acre, and provide direction to the program manager. It was two very productive meetings. In our meeting yesterday, public hearing for the Proposition 218 funding process will be held on July 8th in this very chamber, as well as City Council chambers, at 5:30 p.m. on July 8th. The notification will be coming out very soon, within a short time, in, to all parcel owners in the Groundwater Authority District. So the high watermark fee, it came in at $1.93 per acre. This is for the five-year plan. $1.93 is the high number.
Ooh, you're talking about $1.75 of the public hearings.
We were. And that number kept inching higher.
What's that home address again?
The acreage within, so the Coosa Groundwater Authority and the Glen Groundwater Authority, are each part of the basically half or so. Each of the Coosa sub-basin. So we're sister agencies and working hand-in-hand together to during this whole process and during the Prop 218 process, which only makes sense because it's saving a large amount of money. We're developing our mutual joint fee studies. The numbers of, as the process moves forward, off the top of my head, I can't recall what the final number I heard that the Coosa Groundwater Authority was, but it is less than our numbers. They have a significantly larger number of acreage in their in their basin than we do. And my take on it is, one reason for this in my mind would be, we have a large amount of acreage along the Sacramento River that is Fish and Wildlife owned, and the federal government is exempt. So they are exempt. So not only do we have the refuges, Coosa County does too. We have the headquarters, the Sacramento National Wildlife Refuge, which is a large chunk of ground. But we've got all that federal land along the river that's been, over the years, claimed by wildlife. And that does have an impact. So, and again, the cities of Willows and Orland are going to and this matter will be coming before the council at a future meeting as well, in the form of a resolution, most likely at the next meeting. But the cities of Willows and Orland, I've said before, the parcel owners within the city, bound within the city limits, are not part of the Proposition 218 process, because the cities are going to go ahead and pay the $1.93 per acre fee if this passes the 218 process. And Willows sits on 1,737.29 acres, right about 1,800. So 1,737.29 acres in Orland is just about 104 acres more than that, at 1,841.60 acres. So the accessible acreage in the Glen Groundwater Authority is 281,611.74 acres. So just shy of 282,000 acres. Larry, 281,611.74. I know you're taking notes here, for a total of 285,190.63 acres in the groundwater authority that will be assessed at $1.93 an acre if the Prop 218 process is successful. So that brings us, and that's a five-year plan, that brings us to an annual budget, the first of the five-year proposed budget. The operating expenses stands at $458,500. And at year five, the proposed operating budget stands at $550,900 for the budget. We have no employees. We're on a hourly contract basis for Lisa Hunter from the Ag Commissioner's Office is our program manager, and her time and other staff time is billed back to the billed back monthly to the Glen Groundwater Authority. So we're doing this as cheaply as we can. So that number kept creeping up, and I wasn't real happy with that, but it is what it is, and we're dialing it in, you know, as cheaply as we can possibly make it. And of course, that by far beats what the state would do to us. They would massacre us if this went to state control.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be just absolutely unaffordable. So that's where we're at in the with the Proposition 218 process. So that was the primary discussion there, and make sure I didn't miss anything if I wanted to bring up tonight. I don't believe I did, but that's where we're at. So
got a question on the acreage, the 281,000.
Sure.
So that does not include north of Stony Creek, correct? Because that goes with the Hammock County.
Right, right.
And right. The Butte City area that's going over?
Right. Yeah, okay. Anything that does not include anything east of the river.
How far up into the foothills does it go?
Just like it skirts right along the foothills. I have a map, Larry.
No. Is it on the website?
I will.
Or will
should
be.
Should
okay.
be.
I'll look there.
It
I'm
should
curious.
Be on the website. Yeah, I'm sure okay. with you here when after the meeting. But yeah, and the property owners that have so the property. To make sure there's no confusion, and we had discussion at this at the special meeting, extensive discussion on this. The property owners that border the foothills, mm-hmm. some might have just, you know, a couple of acres or 4 or 5 acres or whatever, for example, of large parcels of, you know, possibly up to thousands of acres,
yeah.
that will be assessed. So there's no confusion. We want to make sure there's 240 parcels that butt the foothills, that only a portion of those parcels will be in the mm-hmm. Sub-basin in the groundwater authority. So just okay. to make sure there's no confusion. So that'll be coming out in the mailer to those parcel owners.
Okay.
So, but process is moving forward. We have a good board. We've also, yesterday, talking about board, the Glen Groundwater District was recently formed.
Oh, has it?
Was recently formed.
Yeah.
I asked for a date. I did not receive a date yesterday at the meeting when it was formed, but they will have a seat at the table possibly at the next meeting. So we're moving forward with that.
Will you expand the board to 9 people?
Yeah, it'll be one more board member.
Yeah, see, they started that back four years ago when Sigma first started.
We're kicking that back to the executive committee to see. To be fair, and I brought that fact that we want to be fair with the water district about, and it's already in our initial our bylaws. From the date this was formed in 2017, the summer of 2017, we knew that the Glen Groundwater District wanted to be mm-hmm. at the table after they were formed. Well, we're there now. And just to be fair, what type of retroactive payments we're going to be requesting from that district. Well, that district has to go through a Prop 218 process. They don't have any money. But our executive committee, which is our chair, vice chair, and one other member are going to be considering that a fair way to what to bill basically the Glen Groundwater when the time comes. So right now that acreage is being paid for by the County of Glen,
mm-hmm.
County Glen. So, but anyway,
interesting. Yeah.
So a lot going on, and we're moving forward, but we're almost there. So. And like I said, we've got a good board. The board's working well together. Staff's doing a good job. So, and we're saving a considerable amount of money by partnering with our sister agency, the Coosa Groundwater Authority. So that's what I have on that. There's a lot to it, but that's where we're at, so, okay.
Just real quickly, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
The assessment that the city of Willow is willing to pay if everything goes through, that will replace our annual allotment of $16,000 contribution, correct?
Absolutely.
It's instead of, not in addition to?
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
Yes, absolutely. The founding member agencies, as we've all approved the budget here, but the last 2 years, the city of Willow as well as the other founding agencies, pay an annual bill of $10,000 a year plus an additional, I believe it's another 16, about 16.5 total?
Total is about 16.5.
16.5 per year, and that's for 2 years. Well, this Proposition 218 process at $1.93 an acre proposed, if it passes, the founding agencies will not be providing all of the funding for the operations, because right now all of the funding is being paid for by the founding agencies. And that was, you know, when we started out, that was the agreement, but 2 years and 2 years only.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and so that's where we're at. That will go away and will be assessed if the Prop 218 process is successful at $1.93 an acre times the 1700, what did I say, Tim?
So I have some rounded to 1784.
Yep, there you go. Yeah, so it'll be much cheaper for the city of Willows moving forward. And this is only for operations. This is for operations. These
just
are operations costs.
Yeah.
These are not project costs.
Is there any issue at this point in time, if you have the Proposition 218 meeting in July, was it July 8th?
July 8th, okay. Yes. I believe
that is. And you can go ahead and probably pass the resolution that night. Is there any problem with having it on the property tax roll, given the fact that it's happening after June 30th?
No, there are. Time is of the essence, so that's why we've moved on it so quickly, within pretty strict timelines. So this will roll out in the next property tax bill. We're right up against the wall, but we'll be within our deadline. Yeah, so along with that, another line item was added to the budget over the last two meetings of $50,000 a year, and that's for finance, Glynn County Finance Department related costs in order to send the tax bills out. So that's an additional cost, an additional reason why the fee is standing at $1.93 an acre. Because for each parcel, and that's why it only makes economic sense for the cities of Willows and Orland to go ahead and pay the acreage fee, because the additional cost for all of the parcels within the two incorporated cities at a minimum of $7 to $8 a parcel minimum for finance related fees, figure that out. You know, it's just, yeah. So the small parcels don't pencil out at all, but they will be billed at $1.93 per acre regardless of the size of the parcel. So, and also exempt, federal lands are exempt, tribal lands are exempt as well. So, okay, anything further on that? Okay.
So the good news is, between you and I, we saved the city maybe 16, 17 grand tonight, huh?
Yes, we did. We did. There you go.
Gonna have good. A yeah.
Good
we'll
work.
Have a party later.
Yeah. So, okay. With that, anybody have anything else, council members? Anything else?
One only thing is I want to know how the 14 people actually caught you to talk to you, because I couldn't catch you and I was in the cart with you.
I don't know. You were lollygagging.
Was asking.
You were there lollygagging around.
One minute I was there, and the next minute I was a block away, and I had to catch up.
So. I tried to wait for Joe, but the Jeep Brigade was on my tail. They made me move. They were calling me names.
Just a thought. I was wondering how they did it. So.
Thank all the exercise you got.
I did.
You did a good job. Okay. Very good. Okay. Well. Thank you for attending, everyone. Well, for attending tonight, everyone. We're move forward to item number 9 on the agenda, adjournment. The time is 7:29 hours. Have a good night, everyone, and meeting adjourned. Thank you for attending.